I remember you telling me once also about some stencils that you made to decorate the house. You made some coloured patterns around the house. Was that right?
Oh, yes, that was in the what we called the lobby. Mm-hmm. I drew a thistle out of cardboard, and I kept that in the wall and painted it. And a bit lovely border right around. I'll tell you another thing about there was no wallpaper in those the house, but whitewash, what do they call it, lime. Uh-huh. And the lime was made with shells. Mm-hmm. The limpet shells were burnt. The fire outside with the cinders, and not cold, cinders. Mm-hmm. And that was a red glow, and you put the shells on top of the cinders until they burnt. Mm-hmm. Then when they were cold, you would pick them up, put them in a bucket, poured boiling water over them, then covered the bucket to keep the steam in, and it all melted away into powder, the shells. Mm-hmm. And that's the line we used for the walls. Mm-hmm. It was very, very white. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you heard that before or not.
Nope.
No, well, mm-hmm. That was the line we used for the walls.
Yeah. And there was a cement floor inside the house.
Yes, a cement floor too, mm-hmm. Yes.
That's was there any covering on top of that? Was there lino or
no,
anything?
No, there's no lino,
carpet?
But I'll tell you the rugs I had. In those days, Alec used to get big bags of oats, or big bags, and on that bag there was a lovely stripe right down the center. And I used to open the two sides and make it a runner, bind the two ends, and that was a runner in the floor. Mm-hmm. And I made rugs as well with rags.
So you were busy inside the house?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, there was plenty to do. Mm-hmm. Yes.